This shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmos Rav Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend. He should be a Melitzoy Shafor's beautiful family. The topic we will be discussing today, Parsha Shemois, is a very fascinating topic, relevant in halachic issues. To what degree does a person have to put his life in danger in order to save a fellow Jew? The source in this week's parasha is a posuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears before Moshe, and he commands him to go to Eretz Mitzrayim, to redeem the Jews from Golos Mitzrayim. The posuk says, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe b'midyon, Lech shuv Mitzrayim ki meisu kol anoshim ha-mavakshim esnemshechu. Go back to Egypt, for the people that are out to do you harm have died. Rav Meir Simcha Meshech Chochma comments, the pasuk seems to indicate, if those people would still be alive and Moshe would be putting his life on the line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't ask him to go to Mitzrayim. Because a person isn't mechuyev to put his life in jeopardy in order to save others. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech shuv Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol anoshim ha-mavakshim esnafshecho. Your life is no longer in danger, and therefore I expect you to go to Eretz Mitzrayim and to save your fellow Jews. Rabbi Simcha goes on to argue that this might be the source of the Rambam, when the Rambam writes, not only the Rambam, that's a sugi in Malkus Daf Yud Aleph, Mishehorges Nefesh Bishgogo, and he has to dwell in the Ir Miklat, Eino Yoitze Misham, Afilu Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Loi, Ki Yoyov Ben Tzruyo, Sar Tzvo Yisrael. Even if the nation needs him, like Yoav, who was the supreme commander of the Jewish army, of David the Melech's army, even if the entire nation needs him, the Ratzach does not leave the Ir Miklat. Why not? Why wouldn't Pikuach Nefesh override the mitzvah of Ir Miklat? Rav Meir Simcha explains, because if he leaves the Ir Miklat, he is putting his life on the line, because the Goyel Adam might hurt him, might kill him, and he's not mechuyev to put his life in jeopardy, even if kol yisrael tzrichim lo ki yoyev ben tzruyo sar tzvo yisrael. Both these arguments, the perish and the posuk in the week's parsha, and the perish in the Gemara Malkus Yud Aleph, to me seem far-fetched. Rav Meir Simcha deals with this issue twice. Or Sameach al Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Ches and Hilchas Rotzeach, Meshech Chochma, and the above mentioned posuk. And I want to make some short comments on the Or Sameach, and first on the Meshech Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to apologize. I said many times, nobody could dictate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do, not even the Rambam. What I mean to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to apologize and tell Moshe, I am asking you to go to Eretz Mitzrayim because your life is not in jeopardy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham to sacrifice Yitzchak and kill him directly. And Avraham didn't ask any questions. Am I mechuyev? Am I not mechuyev? A person is always mechuyev to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands directly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants Moshe to go to Eretz Mitzrayim, he has to go whether he's putting his life in jeopardy or not. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to safeguard Moshe, no one could do him any harm. Moshe put his life in jeopardy every moment he stood before Paroi. B'derech HaTeva, Paroi would kill him, cut his head off, put him before a firing squad. But that was Rotzen Hashem. And when that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, no one's life is in jeopardy. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe to put his life on the line, Moshe would do it. So this pshat in Ki Meisu Kolo Anoshim HaMavakshim Misnafshecho is a dover rochoik. It does not seem to be reasonable at all. Regarding the halacha of Eina Yoitza Mesham Afilu Kol Yisrael Tzrichem Loi Ki Yoyev Ben Tzruyo Sar Tzavo Yisrael. If this would be considered pikuach nefesh, then Basin should issue a decree that the Goyer Adam cannot touch the Hoyrig Nefesh Beshgugo that left the Iyem Miklat. The Goyer Adam, as well as everybody else, is mechuyev lefakeach es hanefesh and to save Klal Yisrael. So in those circumstances, there would be no danger of Goyer Adam. The im tim tzeloyme that the chashash is ki yachem levavoy. Maybe the Goyer Adam won't be able to control his actions. In that case, the Basin should lock him up. If it's pikuach nefesh for the entire nation, Basin should take the Goyer Adam and put him in jail, adiyav or zam. Basin would also take some shoimerim, you know, a security troop to watch the Hoyrig Nefesh Bishgogo, Yoyev Ben Tzruya, Sar Tzavo Yisrael. And therefore, as I have written in the past, I don't think one could define the situation Yoyev Ben Tzruya, Sar Tzavo Yisrael as Pikuach Nefesh, Hashem Ish Melchomo. And when it was no longer Avner Ben Ner, it was Yoyev Ben Tzruya. And if it's not Yoyev Ben Tzruya, it would be Asahel or Amoso or someone else. Many people made this mistake in the past. I don't want to mention any names, but there were Gedolim that were very enamored and admired a former chief of staff in Israel or a former Sar HaBitachon, a defense secretary. And they said, he is the one. 10 years later, everybody looked at him with scorn. Hashem ish melchomo. We could never say that it's pikuach nefesh that this individual has to be chief of staff, has to be supreme commander. No person ever lived that had no substitute. That is the nature of the world. And therefore, this is not defined as pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh overrides everything. It is defined as sorche rabim. And in the same way, we need to explain the Rambam. The Rambam in that same halacha, Perek Zayin halacha Chasafel Chasletzeach, writes, "Eino yoitze lahatzel mepnei adleike umepnei amapoiles." Probably there are many firefighters. He's not the only one. And ultimately, people will be saving lives. One cannot say it's pikuach nefesh that we need one more person to fight the fire, or the mapoilus, or the earthquake. And therefore, what we're dealing with is tzorchei rabim. And that's the revus of the Mishnah and the Rambam. Eino yoitze mesham afilu rabim tzrichim loy. It's not a situation of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh overrides everything, even of an individual. Kal v'choyma hatzolas kol Yisrael. Many gedolim already made this point. When we're dealing with Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, that overrides everything. The Meiri in Ksuvas Dav Gimel, Tshuvas Maharik, Noide Bihuda, Madira Tinyona, Yoredes, and Makuf Samachalaf, and many others, explained Esther Amalke. Esther gave herself to Achashverosh, Ya'el ben Eishes, Chever HaKeni, subdued herself to Sisro, in order to save the nation. And the Rishonim and the Chronim explain, even Gimel Averes Chamura Shebetoira are pushed aside for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. So it seems to be an entire Pashtus, Poshut Betachlis, that a person does have to put his life in danger if saving the entire people depends on that deed. And therefore, Divrei Or Sameach, both his pshat and Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't go to Eretz Mitzrayim to be Goyel Yisrael or Moshioi if his life would be in jeopardy. And both Or Sameach's pshat in the Mishnah, if this would be defined as Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, definitely there would be no room to argue that a person is not mechuyev to put his life on the line. The Netziv, Parashat Tes and Sefer Bereishis, makes an argument that Bishas Melchama, when the Jews are waging war, there are different rules in Pikuach Nefesh. Generally, a person is not supposed to put his life in jeopardy to save another person. But in warfare, things are different. That is the essence of war. And every proper and efficient military does expect its warriors to put their lives in jeopardy to save civilians and even to save their fellow comrades, fellow soldiers. Din HaMalchama are different. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Lamed Hei, Kol Malchuse Dekatle Echod Mishito Lo Mienash. Startling. Any government or leadership that causes a sixth of its population to perish is not punished. Which seems to be saying it is legitimate for a king or a government to wage war or any other activity in which a sixth of the population would perish. And the Chasam Sofer Siman Mem Dal in Shuvos Chosha Mishpat says that is the Tikkun HaMedina. The needs of the country, of the nation, override the concern for individual lives. There's a similar Hagdara, Chuvas Imre Esh Yordesim and Nun Beis. He was one of the greatest disciples of the Chasam Sofer. But it is not only in the course of warfare, the life of the nation overrides any other consideration. That is the Tachlis HaBriya. So guaranteeing the Osid of Klal Yisrael, there is no greater Migdal Milta, no greater Heroas Shoh. And therefore, it would seem to be self-evident that a person at least has to put his life in a Sofek Sakana to safeguard the future of Klal Yisrael. That is my comment regarding the Chiddush of Rav Meir Simcha and Meshech Chochman once again in Or Sameach. Regarding the basic question, does a person have to put his life in jeopardy to save another person? Well, there are three different shittas regarding this question. And these questions and similar questions are relevant in two different areas in our lives. One is in security forces, whether it's the military or the Mossad or the Shabak, sometimes in the course of security activities, people are expected to give all they have above and beyond the call of duty and even to put their lives in danger for the benefit and the safety, the security of the nation, of a country. That is one area. The second area is in medicine. Sometimes a family member is called upon to donate a limb, a kidney, a lobe of the liver, or the lung, in order to save another person. It's usually a family member, because that reduces the risk of rejection. But sometimes it could be a fellow Jew, not necessarily a family member. So to what degree is a person expected to endanger his life to save the life of another person? So let us make some principles clear. If the level of danger of the person who is expected to donate the limb is the same as the danger that is resting upon the recipient, every person in his proper senses will understand that that cannot be a chiv. My choses de dame de dei sumakt fei, dilma dame de di sumakt fei. The question only arises when the The owner is putting his life in a minor level of risk. The recipient is in a far greater risk. In that case, this would be a question. So in this case, there are three different opinions. Hagoes Meimonios, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ritzeach. The same in Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph of Yudalad of Hilchos Ritzeach. Quote a Yerushalmi, that a person is chayiv to put his life in jeopardy to save another person. It is also brought in the Beis Yosef and Choshe Mishpatzim in Tov, Chav, Vav. So these two Torah authorities, giants of Torah, Goas Maimonides and the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef both in Kesef Mishnah al Rambam and both in Beis Yosef al Atur, argue, yes, that is a chiyuv, and they say that that is what we learn from the Yerushalmi. They don't really quote which Yerushalmi they are referring to. However, this halacha is not brought on Choshe Mishpat, only in the Beis Yosef. And the Sma comments, if the Beis Yosef didn't write this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, obviously, it is only because it is not actually his halachic ruling. However, the Sma says, it's not a chiyuv, but it is a reshus. He's not obligated to do so, but he is entitled to do so if that is his wish. That is also the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Rav, El Chasha B'Shin Choftes Sifches. Many Achroinim maintain that it is not only a chiyuv, neither is it a mitzvah, it is even a prohibition. As we have a chiyuv of Lo Ta'amod Al Dam Re'echa, we are also mechuyev in the mitzvah of v'nishmarta mo'ed nafshaseichem. And a person is not entitled to endanger his life to save the life of another Jew. So in the new Sefer, Shalas HaTshuvos Minchas Osher Chelek Alef Simen Kuf Tos Vav, I dealt with this inyan, and this is the first time in which I publicly want to make a comment on the Sefer and somewhat modify or change what I wrote there. What I wrote was that L'chayiv is a Yerushalmi from which we can learn that a person is entitled to put his life in danger to save a fellow Jew. Because in Yerushalmi Masechet Chumis Mem Zayin Medalef, we find a story. Rav Eimi was taken into custody by a non-Jewish group of bandits, of criminals. And when Rabbi Yonison heard that Rav Eimi was snatched and taken into custody, the way he responded was, he said, Yekorech hameis besedinoi. Mem zayin amadalaf and tzumis. Rav Eimi itzad besifsifa. Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Yekarech Hamet Bezdino. And the commentators explain, he said, we have to prepare Tachrichim. We might as well go to the Hesped. It's over. He has no chance of survival. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, Ad Anu Katil, Anu Mit Katil. Ezel Umeshiv Vei Bechela. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh was a warrior. I don't know what he was, maybe a martial arts expert, but he was a very powerful person, as we also find in Bavli. And Rosh Lakish says, I am going to save Rav Eimi. Either I'll kill or I might get killed, but I'm going anyway. Rosh Lakish went, and at the end of the day, he succeeded in negotiating with those criminals and getting Rav Eimi back without killing or without being hurt. So obviously, Rav Eimi was in mortal danger. Rabbi Yonison said, Yekarech Hamet Bezdino. Nevertheless, the Shlokesh made the effort, put his life on the line. So what we see from here is that a person is entitled to put his life in danger to save another person. Obviously, the danger in which Rav Eimi was in was far greater than the danger that Rosh Lakish assessed that he is putting himself into. What do I regret? Obviously, This is the Yerushalmi that the Beis Yosef is referring to. I wasn't aware of that. I thought this is my Bekiyas. But I have become aware that the Achronim understood that this is the relevant Yerushalmi. If that is so, I wonder, how did the Agos Mamonios and the Beis Yosef see this Yerushalmi is a raya that a person is mechuyev? Who says he's mechuyev? All we could learn from here is only that he is entitled to do so. We have no proof and no raya that he is mechuyev to do so. So basically, there are three different opinions. Some say he's mechuyev, some say he's entitled, and some say it's bechlal aniso. Is this question bechlal related to the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Beis? Shnayim ha-mahalchem b'midbar v'yesh b'neim kiton shalmayim yishtu shneim, yamusu shneim, yishte achad hu yechye v'chavero yamut. Ben Petura said, yishtu shneim v'al yere achad b'moto shel chavero ad sheboro b'kive v'limed chayecho kodnim l'chayecha v'cha. No, I think it has nothing to do. In that case, the basic question is a person entitled to live on the expense of his fellow Jew? Do they have to split the water? Or the person that the water is in his possession should drink it all to enhance his chances of survival? That is a different question. Both are more or less in the same danger. I wrote in Minchas Osher, and I spoke about this many times, how do we understand the Ben Petura? Why would Ben Petura argue two peaceful should perish if one could be salvaged and saved? And therefore, my understanding, my interpretation would be this. Bederech HaTeva, there is no such thing. We can never determine if both are going to drink, both are going to die, and if one drinks more, he's going to live, and his fellow Jew would die. Maybe both will drink and both will survive. Maybe Mr. A will drink and Dafka Mr. B will survive, and Mr. A, after drinking the entire bottle, would perish. This is something we could never determine in advance. We know in the course of life, in the past 20 or 30 years, many places in the world, either by terrorist attacks or earthquakes, buildings came tumbling down, massive structures imploded, and sometimes a person dies from dehydration after 4 hours. Sometimes a person could be in the ruins a week and he survives. It is impossible to determine in advance mi yichye v'mi yomis, mi betzoma u'mi lo betzoma. But it is only natural to assume that the more a person drinks, the more chances he has to survive. That is precisely the machlokes between Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. Ben Petura says, let them split the water, and both have the same, more or less, chance. They should have it. Kodesh Baruch Hu should do a nes, and they should both survive. That is a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, and he really needed a lot of courage to teach, no, chayechu koidme. A person should enhance his chances for survival, even though he might be diminishing the chances of a fellow Jew. That is the way I understand the Machlokes of Akiva in Ben Petura. But nevertheless, it's a different shaila. Our shaila is, should a person put his life in jeopardy, in sakona, suffix sakona, to save another person? And as I explained, maybe the Yerushalmi is the most basic source. There are three different opinions. My halachic conclusion is this. There are three different categories, three different situations and circumstances. If we're dealing with a very high risk, probably more than 50%, according to the Loshon of the Radbaz, Noita El Amoves, there would be no chiyuv, no mitzvah, maybe even a prohibition. That would be a transgression of the mitzvah v'nishmarta moed v'nafshasech. if there is a degree of sakana, but statistically it is a lesser sakana, and yes, far greater chances of surviving, nevertheless, wouldn't be a chiyuv. But in that case, it would be a midas chasidus. If the risk is very remote, a very remote and minimum risk, in that case, there even would be a chiyuv. And the person should daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should be well, shoyme mitzvah lo yeide dovaro. This is the conclusion I reach by studying and examining carefully two different tshuvas in the Radbaz. Chelek Gimel Siman Tov Resh Chof Zayin. In the other method of listing in the Radbaz, it is Siman Aleph Nun Beis. The Radbaz was asked regarding the opinion of one of the great Gedolim in the previous generation, that if Goyim demand from a Jew, either we cut off one of your limbs or we kill your fellow Jew, he has to agree to lose a limb to save another Jew. The Radbaz doesn't quote whose opinion that is, but we know that that is what we find in Piskei HaRikanati Siman Tofayim. The Radbaz rejects that opinion for many reasons, one of them being losing a limb or having a limb cut off will always incur a suffix sakana. And a person is not mechuyev to put himself in a suffix sakana to save another person. Even though it would be considered a midas chasidus, writes that at Baz, it is not a chiyuv. But at the end of that same tshuva that at Baz says, it's a midas chasidus. Aval im yesh suffix sakana, harei uchosid shoyta. But at the beginning of the tshuva, the Radbaz writes that there always is a suffix sakona. Nevertheless, he says it is a midas chasidus. So what I understand is, depends what limb, depends what is the general medical condition of the person. So if it is a reasonable risk, as we might say a calculated risk, would be a midas chasidus. But if it's a suffix gomor, it would be a prohibition and it's chosid shoyt. Chelek ha'isim in reishut ches, in the general count it is elef tav kuf pei beis. The Radbaz once again deals with the isser of lo yisamad al dam reyecho, the mitzvah that is incumbent upon us to save any fellow Jew. And there the Radbaz writes, afilu em yesh ktsas sofek sakona, hu chayav la'atzil. Would that contradict the other tshuva of the Radbaz? I don't think so. And I think that the Radbaz is very explicitly dealing with ktsat sofek sakona. That means a minimal risk. Don't expect me to speak about numbers and statistics, because I explained many times that Rishonim didn't deal with statistics. We can only speak about broad and general categories or definitions. If it's a sofek gomer, noite el amoves, prohibition. If it's a reasonable risk, midas chasidus. If it's a minimal risk, I would say it's a chiyuv gomer. And therefore, when dealing with bone marrow transplants, my opinion is a person is mechuyev to donate bone marrow to save another Jew. It is unpleasant, maybe a very small risk of sakana, and therefore I think it's a chiyuv. Lulei demistapine mechavrai. My feeling is even donating a kidney would be a chumrah, would be a chiyuv. Because in our day and age, with the advance of medical techniques, surgical procedures, the general advance of medicine, the risk to a kidney donor is minimal. I think it hovers at less than 1%. In the long run, a person is definitely better off with two kidneys than with one. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us with two kidneys? I don't know. Maybe one is for donation. Spare. Basically, a person is definitely better off with two kidneys than one. L'davon lev, to our dismay, sometimes there are tumors in a kidney and a kidney must be removed. But the sakana is a minimal one, and it is more long-term than immediate. So I cannot say a person is mechuyev to donate a kidney to save another person, even a family member, but I definitely think at least it would be defined as a midas chassidus, and it should be encouraged. If we're dealing with another organ, and I'm not really totally medically versed in which organs can be transplanted, but the greater the risk for the donor is, the smaller his obligation and his mitzvah. So those are the basic rules regarding this sugya of putting one's life into danger in order to save another person's life. Rav Meir Simcha wants to prove this halacha from our parsha, and kedarko shel Torah, we delve me'inyan le'inyan, me'sugya le'sugya, and I think I made my opinion very clear tonight. This week we start Sefer HaGa'olus v'HaGa'ula, and we embark on the journey to Eretz Mitzrayim and beyond. The entire Sefer is called by the Ramban Sefer HaGolos V'HaGaul, even though it is just the first four parashiyas, Shmois Ve'er U'Boi B'Shalach, which actually deal with Golos Mitzrayim and Golos Mitzrayim. In Parashas B'Shalach we already say Shiras Hayam and Kriyas Yamsuf. So why is the entire Sefer described as Sefer HaGolos V'HaGaul? The Ramban explains, Ga'ula is not only a matter of national freedom, sovereignty, or geography. Klal Yisrael is not nig'al ad asher al malat avotam yashuvun. It is only after Kabbalah Satoira Parshas Yisro Mishpotim, and the entire second half of the Sefer deals with Mishkan V'Kelav Hashlos Hashchina. It is only then, throughout Kabbalah Satoira and Shechina Shehura B'Yisrael, that we could be considered a redeemed nation. And that is why the entire Sefer is defined as Sefer HaGolos V'HaGaula. And in this week's parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe to go to Eretz Mitzrayim, ויאמר משה אלו אלוקים, הנה יונחי בול בני ישראל, ואמרתי להם אלוקי אבותיכם שלחני אליכם, ואמרו לי מה שמי, מה אומר עליהם. They will ask me, what is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what shall I say? ויאמר אלוקים אל משה, איה אשר איה, ויאמר כויסם אלו בני ישראל, אקש שלחני אליכם. It is only once in Torah Nevi'im V'Ksuvim that we find this Shem, Ekeh Asher Ekeh. What is the essence, the definition, the understanding of this Shem? In the Rishonim, on this week's Parsha, we find various interpretations. Rashi writes, Eyem Olam Begolazu Ve'Eyem Oem Begolay Yosech Elois, and Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why tell them about Golias Achelois, Dailet Zoro B'Shato? They're still suffering in Golas Mitzrayim. Why break their hearts and tell them that this is not the end? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Kivi Yochel, Moshe's argument, Koisoyim al-Bnei Yisrael, Ekesh Shluchan Yerechem. The Ramban explains, B'derech Musar, אני אהיה אימם כאשר הם יהיו איתי במידה שעוד המועדת מועדת אלוהים מן השמיים אל הקודש ברוך הוא relates to people מידה כנגד מידה. The Rashbam is fascinating. We don't even understand what he writes. A jumble of words and letters based on the code of Atbash. And the Rashbam explains why he gives us so much trouble Ein Megalan Elo Letznuin. So let me try to decipher what the Rashbam comes to teach us. The Rashbam explains that the Shem of Eyeh is actually Shem Havayah. Shem Havayah is based on the word Yud Kei Vov Kei, but Lo Se Lovei Le Be Yud Kei Yud Kei. It is based on the word Yihyeh. So when a person speaks about a third party, he says, Hu Yihyeh Shem. When a person speaks about himself, he says, Ani Ehyeh Shem. So we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shem Havayah. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say what his name is, he says, Eke. Hu Yihyeh Ani Ehyeh. So, throughout the Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, V'Ksuvim, it is we that mention God's name. And therefore, it is Havayah. Only once in all Torah, Nevi'im, V'Ksuvim was a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked, what is your name? And a Kodesh Baruch Hu says his own name, and therefore he says, Eke. That is the interpretation of the Rishbam. But B'derech HaPshat, the Ramban brings from Rabbeinu Sadi God. Eke asher eke means I shall be what I shall be. Koyom Rashem Tzavois, Ani Rishon Vani Achon Umi Balodai Ein Elokim. Ein Oid Melvadoi Efes Zulato. That is also the interpretation of the Rambam, quoted by the Ramban. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. Hanimtzo asher hu nimtzo, kelomar, ra'uy ha-metzius, yevael lehem. Ki yesh nimtzo ra'uy lehimotzo shelo haya ne'edar, velo yihye ne'edar. Like the Rambam opens the first halach in Hilchas Yesoida Torah. Yes, Shama Tzui Rishon, Vekola Nimtzaim B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz U'Ma Shebeneihem Einam Nimtzaim Ela Ma'amitut Himatz'o. I am because I must be. The only being in the universe that is Mukhrach, that must be, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all existence is from Him. Ani Rishon Ani acharon u'mebalodai ein Elohim. There is nothing that is real besides HaKadosh Baruch. All else is relative. Ein oid melvadoi efes zulosoi. And it is from this simple statement that Klal Yisrael is supposed to take all the chizik it needs throughout the galus. These are simple truths, but simple truths which we must understand and internalize and live with, especially in times of distress, suffering, and hardship. Eke asher eke, that is the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael, B'Yeretz Mitzrayim. And that is something which each and every Jew, wherever he is, in every situation, must understand, must live with. Einoid melvadoi efes zelosoi. Hashlecha l'Hashem Yehovcho, v'hu yechalko lecho. These are the most basic axioms of emunah and betochin. In the coming weeks, as we progress in Chumash Shemois, we will be dealing again and again with the Yesoides of Emunah and Betochen that we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is the most basic. This is the cornerstone of our Emunah and Betochen. Eke asher eke. I and I alone reign supreme. Ani rishon v'ani acharon, u'mebalodai ein Elohim, einoid melvadoi efes zulosoi. We should always be dovek an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'ki yameitzeischa mi'yeretz Mitzrayim, arenu nuflois, במהרו ויומנו אמן.